Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi to the
Allie
Studio. Oh. It's Allie time. 1, 2, 3. It's Allie time.
So we're joined in studio today by our friend
and confidant,
Allie.
Yeah, this is you. This is your cue.
Hello, radio.
Who are you? What's your name? How do you know us?
My name is Allie. I am a woman, and I know you two from a wild number of connections, I guess.
Yeah.
Friends.
Enemies.
Enemies. Comrades.
Confidants.
Confidants.
Emeralds. Rubies.
Coworkers. Family. Yeah.
Nemesis. Oh, we share a lot of things in common, you know? Yeah.
You came from your work to do this.
Yeah.
Which work?
Took the afternoon off from the lab.
What a good friend, huh?
The lab?
Yeah.
What job is this?
I'm working at a film lab now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations on getting that. I didn't know that you were working there.
Oh, yeah. A little celluloid.
Oh, my
action.
God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the afternoon off.
Oh, they don't care.
They actually didn't even notice you were gone.
No.
Until one of those celluloid strips, like, combusts, and then they're going to be like, where was Allie?
Exactly.
Where she was supposed to be on watch.
That is exactly what
You're
my
on
job is.
Explosion
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
You're kind of like the bomb squad for the film studio, right?
Yeah, that's actually on my business card.
One woman bomb squad.
Guys, it's actually 420 right now. Blaze it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
All right, let's reveal our two chips, and then Allie might be able to discern what loosely our theme is.
Yes, good
okay.
idea.
Okay, reveal of chip number one. It's really big. It's party size. Hawaiian kettle style potato chips. Luau BBQ.
Wow. Sweet
BBQ. I don't know why I said it.
Fantastic. Okay.
Also sent in from Martin?
Martin, yeah. Thank you, Martin.
Martin, the gift that keeps on giving. He sent us this package of like 50 bags of chips from his road trip, and we have not gone through the whole thing. And
no,
it was
not
like,
even close. Seven. And then our second bag of chips that we're trying today.
Same brand. Different flavor. Hawaiian kettle style potato chips. Mango habanero.
Can you guess the theme, Allie?
I am thinking something tropical. Am I wrong?
You're
not
so off the mark.
Okay. next, I will say...
I'm just kidding.
spice.
Good. Also, things that they have that in common. But even more generally... We're just looking at two Hawaiian chips.
Hawaiian.
I didn't want to go so specific as Hawaiian.
Yeah, it's Hawaiian.
Yes, it's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
That's where we're going.
And we want to make a disclaimer that this is going to be a Hawaii in Hollywood episode. So we're not really going too deep into Hawaii itself. We're doing more U.S. pop culture take on Hawaii.
This is obviously not like an insider's cultural guide to Hawaii because we are not the people to do that. We're going Blue Crush, we're going Lilo and Stitch, and we're going Hawaiian pizza.
This is not real Hawaii. This is not authentic Hawaii. It's not true Hawaii. And we don't want to obfuscate those really beautiful parts of Hawaii. But this is what we're doing today.
Those are the three things we're mainly focusing on.
You know what? I actually thought... Oh my God, that's my Tinder.
Did you get a Tinder message? Yeah, can we read it?
No, it's from the... No.
Come on, Ali, let us read it. Let us all into your
secret heart. Okay. No, it's deep. Heart. It's deep in the conversation. She doesn't want to reveal.
No, it's how's your Friday? What should I say?
It's freaky.
Freaky.
I'm really good at flirting.
No. I had a dream a couple nights ago about Blue Crush.
Really?
So...
What was your dream? You were living the Blue Crush dream.
I had a dream that I was watching it on Netflix.
Okay. That dream can so easily become a reality.
That dream is a simple dream with a simple outcome. You can do that dream. God. How much did you like Blue Crush as a young tot?
A lot.
So much.
Who was your favorite?
The sexy friend, like the funny friend with like the short
hair. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was like a little like goofy. Mm-hmm. She had the two. Yes. What was her name?
Actually, I tried to look up a lot of like cool facts about Blue Crush, and there's just nothing except that it's like Kate Bosworth has two colored eyes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first scene. Yeah. She's looking at herself in the mirror. Yes. She just got out of the shower. She's wiping off the
iconic
steam.
Iconic.
And then she looks at herself.
Yeah. Also, I want to say one more thing about Blue Crush is that they use like a male pro surfer body double for Kate Bosworth during the surfing competition, and you pay attention. What? And they put like a bikini and like a blonde wig and everything on this male for the surfing scenes because obviously she doesn't know how to surf like giant
100%
tube waves or whatever. Tube waves. I know surfing.
Pipe.
And then they like, I guess, CGI'd her body onto it, but the only thing that they didn't change was the feet. So if you pay attention to the feet, it's just these enormous like man feet on Kate Bosworth.
Let me ask you this. Have you guys been to Hawaii?
I definitely have, yes.
I wish.
What do you mean you definitely have, Ali?
I shouldn't have said that. I.
What does that mean? You really, really, really have.
I'm from Vancouver.
Yes.
It's much closer. Mm-hmm. It's a much easier destination.
Than from Toronto, Ontario,
Than
Canada.
From Toronto, Ontario, got Canada. It. Got or it. Anywhere got on the East Coast. Yeah. My dad actually has a timeshare.
In Hawaii.
I haven't been since I was like 8 years old, but he's still has it.
Can I just say I don't totally understand what a timeshare is?
Let me break down for you what I know about a timeshare. It's you sign on with a bunch of different families from your suburban neighborhood to...
So you know everyone.
Yeah, and you like have meetings.
So you don't
like
necessarily.
This is what my dad does. Hey, Dad. There's him and 12 other couples or like singles, whatever.
Persons.
They split it up between them and they all take a month.
Amazing.
Yeah.
12.
So it's kind of like a virtue car. But like,
what's a virtue car?
What's the car prescription service?
Car to go.
Yeah.
Also something I have. I love sharing.
like father, like daughter. You're your dad's mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been to Hawaii. Sophia, you haven't. Who here has had Hawaiian pizza, though?
I have. Yeah. Hawaiian pizza. Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
It was always the one that I always like strayed away from, and like at like soccer parties or like when everybody would be like, "What's the pizza we're getting?" I'd be like, "Definitely not Hawaiian," but I'm into it now.
Yeah,
I like
the sweet meat kind of
thing. Yeah, I don't love ham, but I love the sweet, and the ham can be kind of masked by the
sweetness.
By the sweetness, you know?
Yeah, I hate Hawaiian pizza.
That's fair.
I'm just gonna say it, but I do have. Do you like Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, I'll eat it. I probably wouldn't like order it unless I was feeling really Freaky Friday.
Did you want me to tell you the history of Hawaiian pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it. So it's created by someone from Ontario. It's a man from Greece who emigrated to Canada called Sam Panopoulos, and he created it at the age of 20 when he came to Ontario with his two brothers. It's originally from Chatham. And it was created at the Satellite Diner.
Ooh.
And there's not really any relation to Hawaii other than the fact, like kind of the pineapple is related to Hawaii, although the pineapple's not even from Hawaii.
No.
And now it's a Canadian tradition.
And strictly a delicacy Canadian? Around the world. I mean, it's a Canadian invention. Yeah.
I had no idea.
We were thinking about calling the satellite diner.
Yeah.
And asking them a couple of questions about Hawaiian pizza. Are you into that?
Absolutely.
Great. Who knows if they'll be into that. But.
So this is the original restaurant that invented Hawaiian pizza.
Okay, and where exactly is it?
Chatham?
Is it? Oh, yeah, you said that.
Or
one.
It's Chatham. Somewhere in southern Chatham. Ontario.
Chatham.
Chatham.
Do you have the number?
Yep. Okay. What did your Tinder director?
Well, I'm going to say.
Your Tinder director.
After he says, so he said, how's your Friday? I said, freaky. He said, like, spooky. And I haven't responded yet, but I'm going to say, no, like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Good afternoon, Satellite Restaurant. How can I help you?
Hi there. I just have a few quick questions about Hawaiian pizza, if you have the time.
Okay.
Is it true that it's Satellite Restaurant is where Hawaiian pizza was created?
Yes.
And how often do people come and order it for the reason that it's the origin place of Hawaiian pizza?
Oh, my goodness. Over the last year, lots. At least once or twice a week or more. Actually, we have had a number of families have come in from the GTA, and we even had a family from out west that was here for something other than that, but obviously came in to eat.
Wow.
Do you personally like Hawaiian pizza?
I'm not a big fan of pineapple on it, but I will eat it.
Okay.
Did you know the creator of the original Hawaiian pizza?
I didn't. He was gone a long time before I came here.
Oh, okay. This is not totally related, but we do a podcast about potato chips, and we're just wondering if you have a favorite potato chip.
Yeah, roast chicken.
Ooh.
Great choice.
We just tasted that. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
And could we ask you to do us a favor, which is we were wondering if you could ask us a question about potato chips that we could try to answer on our podcast.
I don't know.
It's anything you like. The theme of this episode is Hawaiian pizza.
I don't know. How come you guys don't have Hawaiian pizza chips?
Great question. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Allie, over the course of this episode, we're going to try to answer that question, which is why is there no such thing as a Hawaiian pizza?
No, I think she asked, why have we not come up with anything called a Hawaiian pizza?
Oh, better question.
Which is a better question, because honestly, in all of our like journeys and travails here in the chip studio, have we ever once mentioned Hawaiian pizza chips? Lay's Make Us a Flavor Challenge, has that ever come up?
Honestly, we've entered that competition like 5 years running. None of our things have been taken.
It's embarrassing, to be honest.
I think it's a sham. The whole thing's a sham.
It's rigged.
Someone's paying off big guns up top, trying to get their things ahead.
What was your last one?
I think
we come up, are you we came liberty up with like say? Three. Oh, yeah. But
yeah, we came up with some really good ones.
They were good.
They were really good.
That's
flavors.
All you need to know. Yeah.
You don't need to know more than that.
Did you actually make the chips?
No, no.
Oh, no, no.
So how
no,
do you know
but,
that
okay,
they were
so
good?
They have a,
no, they were good ideas. Oh.
Open.
Yep. Allie, do you want to do the honors?
Absolutely.
Give it a whiff.
Not super strong smell.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
So,
It's just such an enormous bag.
Ooh, it smells not... Yeah, it smells very, very plain.
Mild.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want this to bring us to Hawaii. The beaches of Hawaii.
Okay.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Mmm. Sweet. This is definitely a sweet and salty chip.
Mm-hmm.
I like it
a lot. It advertised itself as sweet and spicy.
Maybe if you have enough.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I like this a lot.
Allie, have you ever eaten Spam when you were in Hawaii or out of it?
Outside of Hawaii.
What was the context?
My grandmother gave it to me.
In what form?
Because I asked for it. Out of the can with like a cracker. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I was at the grocery store with her and I was like, this looks cool. And she was like, it's not, but let's get it.
did you like it?
I think I did at the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like plain flavors.
It lunch basically meats. Tastes like hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
I love that.
Kind of a friendlier package. I'm going to open these ones up.
Honestly, I'm tasting a bit of the spice on this one now.
Yeah.
Just on like the tips of my tongue.
Mango habanero.
It's a very nice mild spice though. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Okay. Mango habanero smells very like mango.
Ooh.
It's like yeah, really sweet. Like mango. Really sweet.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow.
Very, very sweet.
That is like a gummy.
Unique flavor.
It is like a gummy.
Ooh, have you spicy. Ever tasted a chip like that before? Holy cow.
Never in my life.
Never in my life.
This is actually super interesting.
This is actually super interesting.
Do I like them? Hard to tell.
No.
It's sweet, sour, spice.
It really tastes like
candy.
A jelly.
Tastes like candy.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of spice. Mm-hmm. Okay, Zoe, let's play your spam
you
game.
You want to play my spam game? I'm prepared. So, over the years, well, I'll give you a bit of a basic background on spam. Nobody really knows what it stands for, like nobody in the public. But some people have said that it stands for spiced ham, spare meat, or shoulders of pork and ham, spam. Or specially processed American meat, or specially processed army meat.
No,
spam.
I didn't even think about
just, what
is this? Is this a multiple choice?
No. This is just background. Okay. But spam became really ubiquitous in U.S. soldiers' diets during the Second World War because fresh meat was hard to get to soldiers. So that's kind of when it came up in the world, and soldiers called it ham that didn't pass its physical, or meatloaf without basic training, which I just thought was really funny. Anyway, basic ingredients are pork with ham meat added, which I don't know, like pork and ham meat. I don't really understand the difference.
Me neither.
Anyway, salt, water, modified potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate as a preservative.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought there was more stuff in there.
No.
Wow.
But what I was going to say is that there are a lot of different flavor variations that have come out over the years because people, particularly in Hawaii, eat a lot of spam and I guess they, you know, want new flavors and stuff. So I'm going to give you some spam flavors and you tell me if this is a real spam flavor variety that has come out on the market or if it's just made up.
Okay.
Okay, the first flavor is spam hot and spicy with Tabasco flavor.
That was true.
Real.
Real. Jalapeno spam.
True.
Fake.
It's real. Spam with black pepper.
True.
Fake.
Real. Spam spread.
True.
Spam in a spreadable form.
Yeah, that's
I think that's like
real.
Regular spam.
No, but
no,
more spreadable.
It's like more spreadable.
Cream cheese spam?
Yeah. Creamier.
Mm. Whipped.
Spam sardine.
Fake.
True.
Fake.
Ah.
Spam chowder.
True, real. For sure.
Absolutely Darn. Fake.
Oh.
Spam teriyaki.
Would also, though. True.
Pro.
True. Spam macadamia nuts.
True.
Fake.
True. Spam pineapple.
Oh, true.
Fake.
Fake.
Oh, come on. Allie.
Yes.
Why haven't me and Zoe made up the pineapple pizza chip flavor, in your opinion?
Why haven't you made it up yet?
Mm-hmm.
I think because you haven't been given the opportunity to. You've been...
Thank you.
You've been
Thank
rejected
you.
Too many times by them. Make your own chip.
So we sort of like, we have like a chip on our shoulder about it now.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to like give out our best ideas.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Volcano Rock a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Allie, did you ever take Volcano Rock from Hawaii?
Yes.
You did? What did you do with it?
Do you know about the like history
There's
bubble?
There's like a rule like,
yeah.
Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I used to collect rocks and so it's presently in my rock box.
Oh,
my mother's house.
Oh,
in
my
Vancouver.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in superstition, I guess?
No.
Okay.
That was after, like, learning. My aunt took a piece of the Great Wall of China.
Which you also are... That's illegal, no?
That's 100%.
How did she do that? Just, like, collected a...
That's probably exactly what she said as she was trying. So I thought everything was okay.
Please.
I just took it. I took just like a tiny little piece.
That's crazy.
So do you know what is supposed to happen when you do that?
To me?
I didn't know that there was... Is there a specific thing that's supposed to happen to you?
No, you're just sort of plagued with bad luck.
Right.
And there's this one case that has been... Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me about the case.
This guy, this like mid-30s guy, took a piece of volcanic rock or black sand or something from one of the national parks in Hawaii and brought it home. And then immediately, like, everything went wrong in his life. The list is that his pet died, his 5-year marriage ended, and the FBI arrested him in a computer copyright infringement case, which, like, honestly,
seems
like
his fault. All his
that
fault.
Might be just all his fault. Yeah. Yeah. But I gotta say, I'm a bit superstitious. Yeah. I just don't, I'd rather not tread the waters if I, you know what I mean? I'd rather be on the safe
side. Don't tempt fate.
Exactly. And so I did go to Hawaii and I brought back a rock, which I, like, don't do ever. And I don't know if it was a volcanic rock.
You don't bring home rock.
And then when I got home, Sophia told me this horrible story, which hopefully you'll tell us now.
I shall.
And I there's actually an address you can mail your volcanic rock back to in Hawaii. So I spent like money to FedEx it back to Hawaii.
Okay. Without your return address, obviously.
Obviously,
you don't want
them fighting. I don't want to. No, exactly.
This is Sophia dropping in the post-edit. I'm here with Zoe.
Hi.
Just got to tell you something really quick.
What's that, Sophia?
This story is completely inaccurate, but it's in a podcast anyway, and I got my facts very wrong. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, so you're just clearing that up for the listeners. Did you check that on Snopes.com?
I think it was Atlas Obscura. Anyway, okay. Here it is anyway.
Good fact checking.
Thanks. Bye. So there's this famous house in Marin. I think it was in the 50s or in the 30s or something. There was this man who built his home entirely out of volcano rock from Hawaii that he imported. And everyone told him that it was a bad idea, then he shouldn't do it. And it was like this mega mansion. And the whole construction was plagued with like bad things that happened. Like, structurally unsound stuff fell in. It like cost way more money than he thought. And then when he moved in, the house burnt down like immediately and killed his wife and his child. And then he was like convinced that it was cursed and like fled. I don't know if it was the Bay Area or the country, and never to return to it. And no one has touched that plot since. And it still has the, but he shipped like basically all the rock back except for like what's in the foundation because he was so freaked out by it. And now so there's just like a foundation of this like house that burnt down, but no one will build on top of it because everyone's convinced that it's like a cursed plot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the house, he made his house out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then it burned down.
I've seen some holes in your story, Sophia.
Listen, I don't know all the specifics.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, you know what would be the ultimate revenge from what? Nature is if he built his house out of volcanic rock
and then it became a volcano.
Oh my god, true.
Okay, speaking of which, given the choice between the two, would you go sightseeing at a volcano or would you go surfing?
Oh. Volcano. Terrified like, of sharks.
Me too, but...
Haven't you heard of volcano sharks?
But do you mean that you'd be good at surfing
that
or you just have the opportunity?
Such a pity laugh.
I like that joke. I like the volcano
but
shark.
Shark tornado is like a real thing, isn't
Sharknado.
It? Sharknado 3D.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I'm not totally offline here.
No.
Sure.
I'm online, baby. Be-doo-dee.
Wi-Fi.
I think the assumption would be that if you were choosing surfing, you would like be able to like get up.
No, okay. No, because we can digitally alter your body onto the surface. Using green screen technology.
Right. Sorry, one more Blue Crush fact. You remember that iconic scene also at the beginning of the movie when the guy has like a piece of his skin hanging down above his eyeball?
Yes.
That was a real surfer that came out of the water and they had to get permission from him afterwards. They were just filming and then they filled
that
in.
That felt real.
Yeah.
That felt real.
Yeah. So let's come back to these ships a little bit.
Okay.
What are you guys thinking?
I'm going to say Luau BBQ. Strong chip basically tastes like
regular BBQ.
Regular chip.
Can I taste the
let me try
mango
try
again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That one.
Mango habanero. Wow. That mango habanero is one of a kind.
Truly.
Nuclear.
Nuclear is a good word. It tastes like a jelly bean. No?
Yeah, it's jelly related.
Jelly family.
Gelatinous. Maybe it's spam.
The nuclear family.
Nuclear spam.
I'm into the BBQ for sure, though.
I'm neither here nor there.
I'm
about
a little neither here nor there about it, too.
Wow.
I mean, it's good. It's fine, but it is what it is. It's a BBQ chip. It's not doing anything I really haven't seen before, you know?
Right.
I'm intrigued by my mouth every time I put the mango habanero.
Same.
These ones were inspired by Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of fire.
Oh my god, Pele is the same god that is supposed to get really angry about the volcanic rock.
Oh, wow, it's
so all I feel coming like back I actually together. Have
you
to,
must have I made need, that connection.
I probably need to choose this one simply for the fact that I don't want to upset Pele.
Yeah, that's important. So to you.
I just remembered something really sad that I didn't get to ask the pizza lady.
What?
I wanted to ask what the most romantic pizza is.
Aww.
You can call back.
I'm going to say it's spaghetti bolognese.
Pizza?
Yeah, on top, throw it on top of a pizza, and then you do that Lady and the Tramp thing. Do it with me. Ready.
What's your opinion on the most romantic pizza?
I think that it's probably...
Frozen.
Frozen, because then you can make it together.
Exactly. Watch it bake.
No. God, like maybe like a like something with like buffalo mozzarella.
Okay, tell me why the fuck you think that.
Because I like where you're going.
Because
it makes sense
isn't
in my
that
head,
just
but I'm
something
not...
that you get when you are like
in love.
It's like you like go share.
You like go to the grocery store and you're like magnetic fingers take me to the thing that really makes me the most in love that I am.
Yeah.
And you just go straight to the buffalo mozzarella.
It's like sensual and like creamy and like
creamy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it like
Allie,
melts really nicely.
There's like
a heart.
That's true. It does melt like a heart.
I never thought about that, but that's absolutely right.
I'd say like oyster pizza.
Calamari pizza.
Don't get oyster pizza.
Ew.
Well, wait, what's an aphrodisiac? Friggin' oysters pizza.
But it's like...
But Allie, I love how everything's coming back to you, like loving to share. No, it seems like you're very romantic then.
I'm very romantic.
Your Tinder date is in for the works.
Oh my God.
You're going to make him a buffalo mozzarella pizza.
Let's see if he said anything. No, my phone died.
No.
No.
Now we'll never know.
I think we got to choose a winner.
Okay.
I think we all know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're on a different boat, Sophia.
No. Maybe I am. Now I'm second guessing myself.
Okay. On the count of three.
Two, one.
Mango habanero.
I knew it. Damn it.
I knew it would be. You'd be on the other one.
Sophia?
Yeah.
What would you say if me and Allie made you a pizza with buffalo mozzarella?
I'd love it.
No, but listen.
I'd love to share it.
And then we sprinkled a bit of mango habanero chips on it. Would you come over?
Absolutely.
So then do you choose mango habanero?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you would go for that one for sure because of the...
Is this our most romantic episode yet? Sorry.
You thought what?
You're interested because of the gummy flavor.
And so
you consider
weird
me a gummy
gal?
You little gooey gum girl.
No, you know what? It's more inventive. 3, 2, 1, gummy mozzarella.
Mango gummy.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
This episode was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson
and Sophia LaPage, and our special guest today was
Allie Vandercrack.
Our theme song is by
Fez Gielen.
Our audio engineer is
Deanna
Didi
Moreno.
Oh, this is a Sumo
Audio
production. Share it.
Share
Just
it.
Share it.
Just share it.
Share with your friends.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.